This is a Made for Success audio production.
Ditch the Pitch, The Art of Improvised Persuasion by Steve Yastro. Read by Steve Yastro. Part 1. Why Ditch the Pitch? Sales pitches don't work. When was the last time someone convinced you to do something? When was the last time a hard sell worked on you? When was the last time you enjoyed hearing someone's sales pitch? Pitches don't work. Sales pitches, elevator pitches, all kinds of pitches, they just don't work. People don't want to hear sales pitches, and they are usually not persuaded by sales pitches. If you use a sales pitch to try to convince someone of something and you manage to convince this person, you have succeeded in spite of your pitch, not because of it. But the use of sales pitches is still the cornerstone of most persuasion in our work lives and in our everyday lives. Even people who are not officially salespeople in their jobs tend to persuade through explanation, telling friends, family members, work colleagues, and customers why they should agree with them, just like a salesperson hawking his wares. Sales pitches don't work. What should you do instead? Ditch the pitch. Chapter 1. The End of the Sales Pitch. Recently, a young salesperson was telling me about the training program in the large company where he had just been hired. The program extensively educated trainees about the product and the fundamentals of sales. He was preparing for his first milestone in the program. He would be evaluated by standing up in front of his mentors to deliver a pitch. Do we really think his ability to make a sales pitch is a good indicator of whether he will be able to persuade a skeptical customer to buy his products? And on a more personal, everyday level, a friend recently told me how frustrated he was that he couldn't convince his wife that they should take a ski vacation this winter instead of their traditional Florida beach vacation. He replayed for me the highly logical argument he used as he tried to persuade his wife, counting off on his fingers all the compelling reasons they should go west to Colorado instead of south to Palm Beach. I'm not surprised he couldn't convince her. He sounded like a used car salesman delivering a pitch. This is typical of the way many of us try to persuade people. We become experts in our own arguments and rationales and focus our communication efforts on convincing and cajoling. Salespeople go on sales calls armed with PowerPoint presentations, scripted agendas, and preconceived notions about what should happen on the call. Mark, I'll start out by going over our bios, then you take them through the product line. After that, hand it back to me and I'll tell them about our new innovative services. And the rest of us who aren't salespeople do things that are very similar as we try to persuade people, planning out what we're going to say, how we're going to say it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?